For most of us, the holiday season starts during Thanksgiving. However, for the kids, it starts all the way back at Halloween, when they collect that big bag of sugary treats and king-size candy bars. So they have a head start on most of us adults on the holiday treat indulgences. We need to focus not only on our weight gain and portion control, but also on our children's during the holiday season. A great way to keep the focus off all the holiday treats is to encourage children to get involved in holiday activities. Doing things such as going to holiday festivals filled with active activities, decorating the home, and helping with a little yard work will burn a few extra calories and allow the kids to feel involved during the holiday. By engaging the children in these things, it'll pull the focus away on the excessive amount of sugary and fattening snacks. Although, don't be a Grinch. Allow children to choose a few goodies. Encourage children to pick out treats that have fruits or nuts. Allow them a few treats and monitor portion sizes. This teaches them moderation and also gives them a treat every day. We focus on ourselves during the holidays and not always the kids' nutrition and activity. Teach them now that it's okay to have some treats in moderation, and they'll take that with them into adulthood. Keep healthy snacks in the house. It is important to keep healthy snacks, such as fruits, in plain sight during the holiday season. Apples and dried fruits provide plenty of fiber and vitamins that sugary holiday treats can't offer. Other things you can do is have the kids select some holiday snacks to make. Have them choose not only the sugary ones, but some that are more healthy too. Take advantage of outdoor activities and sports. The temperature is still bearable for outdoor play, and setting up active play dates to the bowling alley or the roller and ice rink are all great ways to burn a few extra calories. Make sure to praise the children. Give them a pat on the back for playing hard or participating in physical activity, regardless of ability level. Just because the child isn't the best player on the team doesn't mean they don't have a passion for the game. Encourage their involvement and how they are trying their best. A little encouragement goes a long way. We just got through the crazy madness called Black Friday. So take the kids out too. And take the family out for a little holiday shopping. But don't stop at the food court. Bring your own snacks. Maybe a few of those goodies you made with the kids. So don't forget about the kids' healthy habits during the holidays. A few treats, watching portion sizes, and some fun holiday activities. Teach them now to live a healthy lifestyle. For KSCR, this is Colin Johnson.